Caledonia, circa December 1861. While at Battle Creek, I was shown some things concerning the church in Caledonia. They were in a sad, divided state, with but little brotherly love and union. I was shown that instead of pressing together, there was a drawing apart, and God would not work a work for them unless they commenced to work for themselves. If each should earnestly seek God to set his own heart in order, then there would be union. But while one is watching another and not diligently searching his own heart, Satan blinds his eyes to his own wrongs, and he is self-deceived. I saw that a great work must be done for the church in Caledonia. Their condition is a reproach to Christ, a reproach to the truth they profess, and unbelievers triumph over their weak and divided state. Their only hope is for each one to labor for himself individually, to seek God that he may reveal unto them his salvation and the wonders of his grace. There is not that yielding to each other that there should be. There is too much self-will and independence, each having his or her own course marked out. The manifestation of such a spirit is entirely unlike Christ and reproaches the cause of religion and our holy faith. Every one will be tested. Every one will be proved, and his true character developed. Angels are watching the development of character and weighing moral worth. All will be judged according to the deeds done in the body, and all will be rewarded according to their works. Childlike simplicity and true humility have been shut out of this church. These precious graces must return, or it will be entirely vain to assemble together. I saw that Brother and Sister Hardy must commence to work. Satan is planning their ruin. Sister Hardy has been greatly tempted of the enemy and has not received that pity and sympathy she deserved. Sister Bryant has not taken a Christian course. Her course deserves severe censure. She has given Sister Hardy occasion. She has not abstained from the very appearance of evil. She has taken her own course, has been self-willed and independent, and has despised the feelings of a suffering heart. Brother Hardy has given occasion for his wife to be tempted. He should have stood up by her side like a faithful, noble husband and promised to regard her wishes. Then her suffering and misery would end, and the wretchedness would be shut out of that family. Sister Hardy has felt wrong, and the Spirit of God has been grieved. There has been so little patience with each other, so little forbearance in Caledonia. Everyone was right in his own eyes, and thus things have moved on. Brother Gerald has not had that patience and forbearance he should have. He has not seen the work of reform in his brethren he wished to see, and has felt impatient. God has precious souls in Caledonia, and Brother Gerald must not feel like shutting himself away from his brethren and shutting them away from him, but must endure, hoping and praying that God will work for them and that they will come up to the standard. The course of Brother Gerald would place his erring brethren beyond reform. God has borne long and patiently with us, and Christian forbearance is a virtue. It is time and circumstances that develop character.